A very good morning to you. It is the 7th of April, Tuesday, in the year 2020, and this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. We are in Holy Week. It is the build-up to Easter, which is the most important time of the year for any follower of Jesus Christ. I have one verse for you, and it comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, and verse 14. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. This is the time where we need to seek after holiness. What is holiness? Well, holiness is the end product of obedience. And when we become obedient to God's holy word, we become holy men and women. I really don't believe that this is a week where we need to look into obeying certain things in our lives and making sure we do this and we do that. No, it is an intimate time with Jesus Christ. You know, there is a hymn written by a Scottish preacher, George Matheson, and he wrote it in the year 1882. And this is the opening verse of this most beautiful hymn, maybe only second to Amazing Grace. And this is how it goes. O love that would not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe. And then it continues. George Matheson, when he was a young man, started going blind. He was engaged to a young lady, and when she saw that he was going blind, she said, I cannot live the rest of my life with a blind man, and she left him. He was an incredible preacher. His sister became his eyes, and they loved each other so much. But his sister fell in love with a man and was due to get married. And on the eve of her wedding, when everybody was running around the house, getting ready for the wedding, George Matheson was sitting in a corner of the room all by himself. Can you imagine what was going through his mind at that time? My sister, the one who has been my eyes, is leaving, and I will be left all alone. He wrote this hymn in about 5 minutes with no corrections needed. And I want to say to you that that is what holiness is, getting close to Jesus Christ. My prayer for you this week is that the Lord Jesus Christ will become a friend to you who sticks closer than any brother. Holiness, what is that? Well, Colossians 1:27 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I would encourage you to spend lots of time with Jesus this week. This will be the most unique Easter that the world has ever seen since the Lord was resurrected 2,000 years ago. Do you know when that man died, George Matheson, they loved him so much, the people, that they filled his grave with red roses. I want to say to you, it's Christ that people are looking for in you, not you. Not obeying every single law that you can think of, but filling yourself with the presence of Jesus Christ, which will transform your life and make you a blessing to many others, and will warm the heart of God before you. Spend time today with the Lord Jesus Christ. Until tomorrow, may God bless you, and goodbye.